Čiurlionis' spiritual journey originates in Druskininkai, where he spent his childhood surrounded by the calm Nemunas River, old pine forests, ancient legends and fairy tales, Lithuanian folk songs being sung in the amber waves of grain, the echo of a bell from a village church from afar, the chirping of birds and the whisper of the wind that will later intertwine in the magical and unique world of Čiurlionis' images and sounds that are enriched by a copious amount of symbols and metaphors. Childhood memories, emotional attachment to his family and surrounding environment will always be like a magnet pulling the artist home. They will always serve as a source of light and harmony for him even in his darkest hours. I feel wonderful because I just finished playing various compositions from Druskininkai on the piano. My thoughts wandered along the Pariečių road, through the potatoes and gooseberries growing in our garden, the green lawn of the church. I also remembered our old boat from which we were forever draining out water. It was witness to such many humorous incidents, commented Čiurlionis in a letter to his friend Petras Markevičius from Leipzig, where he was studying at the time. And that's why, wherever Čiurlionis lived in Warsaw or in Leipzig, Vilnius or St. Petersburg, he would return to Druskininkai at every available opportunity. He waited for those opportunities with the greatest longing and enthusiasm, and was thinking about them with his heart filled with joy. This is the third month that I am here, and there are still 7 left. As a matter of fact, that's a lot. And then, I will go to Druskininkai, so full of joy that I will leave a whirlwind of dust behind me. The lines are from a letter to his mother Adelė Čiurlionienė, with whom her eldest son had a very special emotional attachment. His younger brothers, Povilas, Stasys, Petras and Jonas, and also sisters, Marija, Juzė, Valerija and Jadviga, always felt their oldest brother's undivided attention to them and his very strong support. In his letters to them from Warsaw and Leipzig, their brother constantly inquired about their education and life in general. And when he would return home from Warsaw, it was a time of joy and happy games. Maybe that's why all of the brothers and sisters learned to play the piano as they grew up. And in later years, they all went together with their brother to the drawing and painting plein airs on the banks of the Nemunas or Ratnicheli rivers, and sometimes even would spend the night in the Raigardas Valley. Druskininkai was always a haven of spiritual peace for Čiurlionis. Here, surrounded by his large family, the artist had his most beautiful hours of inspiration, his most striking creative thoughts. You know, Zosele, I am painting. Since Thursday, I've been painting for 8 to 10 hours a day. Nothing has come out of it yet, but that's fine. I'm painting a sonata. It consists of 4 parts, and it's hard going, but I'd like to finish it as soon as possible because I'm already beginning to see the second one, wrote Čiurlionis in a letter to his fiancée Sofija Kymantaitė from Druskininkai in summer of 1908. These annual holiday creative plein airs sometimes lasted for up to half a year. They serve as road markers for us in following the development of Čiurlionis' creative thoughts, the changes in his style and fields of interest. The works of music and art that were created in Druskininkai help us to get an idea of the stylistic development of Čiurlionis' work.